Good day. The FOC 2602 examination will be written on 19 October 2011 at 2:30 p.m. There are three questions in the paper and the marks per question vary between 25 and 40. Both topics A and B from the study guide will be examined. Make sure that you know how to disclose a consolidated statement of financial position, consolidated statement of changes in equity, and consolidated statement of comprehensive income. If two consolidated journal entries are not specifically required in a question, marks may not necessarily be allocated to them. However, some students use these journal entries as part of their calculations, and we will then look at the entries and allocate marks where relevant. Do not forget that Study Unit 6 in the study guide has its own type of calculations. For statements of cash flows, you need to know both methods of disclosure. There might be short questions in the examination, but no multiple choice questions. Please remember to show your calculations as part marks may be awarded. Check your time regularly while writing and make sure that you try to do all the questions. Make use of all the questions and answers we have provided in your study material and use the two previous exam papers as your final revision. You will find these two previous papers and solutions under additional resources on MyNISA. Good luck.